The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the Titan of
Earth.
Flying to the moon on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the 8th episode of the 3rd season of Law and Disorder, 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season.
After arriving on the moon, our heroes set out to repair damages to their ship. However, in the process, they disturbed the wildlife, and now they're taking shelter. They find themselves in a moon village filled with, of all things, pacifists, loyal to none other than the Lady of Doom. How shall they pass the time? And what happens now when they must proceed with their true mission to set things right on all worlds?
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you want to help us out, you can do that most easily by giving us a rating and a review on your podcatcher of choice, specifically Apple Podcasts and Podbean, etc. If you want to become one of the best people in the world, go to patreon.com/lawanddisorder and you can give to us there and get a whole bunch of great rewards. That'snotcanon.com is our host on the web, and you can find this and all the other podcasts there. Now it's time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me to play the game at the table are...
Nick playing Black Patty.
Miranda playing Gwen.
Isaac playing Melina.
Sebastian playing Jim.
Jack playing Dashbolt.
And where did we leave off, everyone?
We're just having a happy, gay old time.
Bonding stabby sesh.
Yeah,
we're just
resolving a few issues.
Well, we didn't resolve them. We tried to resolve some issues. Yeah, we being me.
Someone didn't man up enough to... finish it up.
Stab their teammate.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't rise to the occasion and stab my teammate. I'm not sorry.
I am disappointed. Not surprised, but disappointed.
I do have like that magic dagger that shoots out like 20 daggers when I use it. I could have just like... it wouldn't have been as bad as your sneak attack, but it would have been funny like you sneak attack me and I stab you with like 30 daggers at once. Would have been a great...
I would have been fine with that. That would have been great.
That's not what I want to do, man. I was going to be friends.
But Nobby settled a score. M settled a score, while the pacifists looked on in horror.
Is that what we... And then we just...
Oh, and then we went drinking.
You went drinking.
No, we went drinking.
We all went drinking.
Yeah, so I'm going to go check out these A-frame things.
No,
I'm just curious about
the
angles that are on them, because like, it's crazy to me that these things are standing up. How deep do they go? I need to find out.
They're about twice the length in the ground. As they are above
been there
the ground.
For thousands of
that
years.
Is incredible. What material do they seem to be made out of?
A-frame.
Stone.
Wow, and they made this, they carved this by hand?
Nope.
Oh, how did they come to be?
Well, placed here by the Lady of Doom.
Oh, that is just incredible. They should change her to the Lady of...
Building A-frames.
A-frames, because that's a nicer name than the Lady of Doom.
I agree, Jim.
Because seeing the name Doom kind of implies bad stuff.
Thank you, but that's not her name, thank you.
Good, because she should fire her PR person. What's her name? Sorry, of course I know it, but I'm testing you to make sure you know it as well.
Thank you. I don't understand the question. Thank you.
Well, what's her real name? I do know the answer, but I need to make sure that you're a legit fan. What was her name again? From your, what is it? All hail the Lady of Doom.
Lady of
Thank
the
you.
Moon.
That is her name. Thank you.
You said it wasn't her name.
Lady of the Moon. Is that what you said?
Did you not just say that wasn't her name? Lady of Doom?
The Moon.
Thank you. No, that is her name.
I wasn't
thank
listening. You. I walk away.
And he wonders why we stab him.
I'd like to apologize for him to not saying thank you at the end of every sentence. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That is okay. Thank you.
I wasn't even talking to
you
just
thank
then.
Thank you. You are foreign. Thank you.
Thank you.
Which mannequin human was I talking to
thank
just
you,
then?
Thank you. Thank you.
You don't know. You never learned their name.
In my head, it was the main one that took the
You can say that. There is no main one. That's the thing.
Yeah, the one that I've associated with being the village elder.
Sure, but you didn't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just assumed. I will refer to all the adults as Naroon from now on, and all the young ones as
wow,
Isbin.
That is Isbin. Subtly racist. Or something.
Well, I literally can't tell them apart, and it's better than just, hey, you, nameless
you
person.
You could if you try. You just don't care to.
She wants James. To leave, okay?
On the third rest, you all wake up suddenly as you feel a rush of like excitement and power kind of fill you from the ground to the atmosphere.
Did I drink coffee? I feel great.
And everyone, all of you feel the kind of surge of mental singing that you've heard going on as all the entire settlement kind of rises from their slumber into this ecstasy that you've all experienced. The grass that was grey and waving starts shining and is silvery. And this lasts for about an hour or two. And then it just starts to fade very gradually, but it does go away.
But I don't want it to go away. I liked it.
Was it like a wind? Sort of like, did it sort of like
no,
pass through?
No, it was,
and
it
then
was kind of like a wave,
that wave yeah.
of, I guess, electricity, of static
like
electricity.
Just like passed.
That, no, it rose up out of the ground
oh, okay.
and then just kept going.
The bug's still above us?
Nope. They, as the feeling passes, they all just kind of look like they're needed elsewhere or found something else interesting, and they kind of drop to the ground and disappear into the grass.
Village Elder, is it safe for us to leave?
Thank you. They will still be in the grass. Thank you.
Can you tell us what that was? Thank you.
Thank you. We don't know. Thank you.
Oh,
has that
thank
before?
You. Did you do that? Thank you.
Yep.
Yep.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I'll cast Sending to Pam. Is the Titan ready? Did you just do something magical?
The Titan will be ready soon. And no, that came from the moon itself, or at least beneath the ground.
Pam says that came from beneath the ground within the moon itself.
Start digging.
Don't. No.
That makes
let's
sense.
Find the crystal chambers.
our village elder man. Hello.
Thank you. You can call me parent. Thank you.
Yeah. So the fork stays here all the time, does it? Is that right? The tuning fork thing? The,
thank you.
The ding-dong?
Unless we need to venture outward. Thank you.
Is now that they've cleared up above us, would it be an okay time for someone here to escort us out of just through the grass with that so we can leave and then we can continue on our personal journey?
At this point, the parent will turn and talk to M and say, thank you. Your child can generate the song. Can they not? Thank you.
Yeah, I can. I can do that. Thank you. Yes. The little one can, and I'll make sure he plays us out. Thank
you. Thank you. We do not want to endanger the village again, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You won't go back in the mountain, will you?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. We won't go anywhere near the mountain, thank you.
I did leave something up there before,
nope.
So
he's
I may
joking.
Need to go back
he's
to
kidding.
Get that thing.
It's
but
a joke.
Thank that's, you. Ignore the
that's
children.
That's James coming back right there.
I was like, that felt a little bit dickish.
Dashbold.
Yes.
Do you wish to play us home?
Yes, I've been practicing.
Fantastic. Let's get out and back to the Titan.
I'd like to use my passive performance score, which is very high, to do that really well. Just
you
make
can,
it a stronger
you can,
one.
You don't, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you for housing us in your village. It was a time that we spent here.
Thank you. May the blessings of the lady be upon you.
Yeah, Doom bless you.
The Lady of Doom bless you.
Thank you. Moon.
No, it's Doom with a D.
Is Bin around?
Yes. I'm sorry, I did not know that you were talking in game there.
No, that was out of game. Can I see her?
No. I thought you asked, is there a Bin around? Oh, no. You've been here before.
Is Bin
is
around?
Is Bin around here? Is Bin?
Yes. Yeah. She's mostly always at your side.
I'm going to just bend down and say goodbye. Thank you for bringing us to your village and giving us your hospitality. Thank you.
Thank you. I can come with you. Thank you.
Thank you. No, you need to stay with your people and protect them. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to go to the city. Thank you.
Yeah, let's take him.
Ask your village elder. Good old.
Thank you. The parents have said I can. Thank you.
I just kind of glance up at the parents. Are they going to give any notion of that she's not lying?
Thank you. She speaks the truth. Thank you.
Thank you. All right then, little one. Off we go. Thank you.
Are you talking about killing an NPC
again? No!
NPC's our sick loot.
Yeah, we finally got...
They're telepathic. They can probably read their thoughts.
We're not talking about killing Isbin.
Silly. Silly boys.
Come on. Fine.
Thank you, parents. I'll take my children back to their home. Thank you.
And I won't teach her about emancipation either. I leave.
May the blessings of the lady be upon you.
And I say thank you, and may you always find your way home. Thank you. A will mystery and farewell.
They'll mimic your motions and go, thank you. May you always find your way home. Thank you.
You should pretend to be really offended.
A tear rolls down my eye. I haven't done that so long.
you've all noticed the only time they don't proceed and end their sentences with thank you is when they're giving someone that benediction.
Huh. Right, off we go.
Thanks, mummy.
You're welcome, child.
I don't know what's happening, but I don't like it. Let's leave.
Neither do I. I'd play the sound.
Okay, and you walk out through the grass fields. You do catch a couple of the cat bugs lurking in the grass, and they run away at once they hear your sound. And you have a rather uneventful trip back to the valley where the
That's
Titan
what I like to hear.
Landed. Isbin will say, thank you. Is it true you are all fools? Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
She has been waiting to be away from the parents so that she can say that.
Yes. Yeah, I thought about it.
In
makes
the strictest sense of it, yes.
It's hard to refute it because of what we've done.
I mean, we're here, aren't we?
And so she'll look at Emma, so thank you. So I am better than fools, thank you. Oh.
Not until we rub off on you.
Thank you. I will teach them, thank you.
Thank you. Isbin, we would be most appreciative of any help you could give us in this strange new world. Being a fool is a matter of perspective. If you are to survive outside the village, you need to quickly learn that.
Thank you. They admitted it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, that is the first part of understanding what a fool is and isn't. Thank you.
Thank you. So only people who know that they're fools are fools, thank you?
Thank you. Anyone who calls themselves a fool usually isn't a fool, thank you.
Got him.
This really worries her. Thank you. Then I am still a child, thank you.
Thank you. It says, we're all children in some ways.
We're all learning every day.
We're always learning. Mm. And the moment you stop learning is the moment you become a fool. Thank you.
Isbin, do you feel like a child?
Thank you. I am a child. Thank you. Thank you. My growing time will come. Thank you.
Then don't worry about it.
Thank you. But do I tell you what to do? Thank you. Thank you. Or do you tell me what to do? Thank you.
Thank you.
You tell you what to do.
There's a big world out there full of excitement and danger.
You're going to have a grand time. Stick close.
Thank you, Isbin. We all decide what we do together because we are all friends. And if you're going to come with us, then I guess you're part of us now. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's the parent, though? Thank you.
I pointed towards the big robot. Probably that thing.
Thank you. Yes, we are that thing, but don't listen to it.
Guys, listen. Don't tell it that. No.
Just there are,
no, just there are no, just no listen, parents.
Just
there
listen,
are no parents.
Listen to yourself and trust in your friends.
You have a little voice inside you that tells you to do things when you're in danger. Just listen to it.
Thank you. That is telepathy. Thank you.
Well, tell you what. You just listen and anything that pops in your head, you just run with it.
I'm a huge next-gen fan, and we have just stolen a data, and I'm very excited about this. So we're going to teach you how to learn and how to love and how to think. It's going to be great. It's like a little...
Thank you. After my growing time, I will be a parent. Thank you.
And then do you get to boss the kids around?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, you're a parent now.
But there are no kids here, so you're a parent.
Thank you. Fools are lesser than children. Thank you.
That's a terrible attitude.
Oh, I see now. Yes, yes. Well, I guess you're a fool now too, since you've joined our merry company.
He's got you there.
Come. I need to introduce you to something called alcohol.
No, not yet. Not yet.
No, look, he's got two legs and a heartbeat.
Thank you. I have three heartbeats. Thank you.
We've had...
Ooh. She can afford to have a couple of heart attacks, then she'll be fine. Come.
I give her M's old Marshall's intern badge.
Wait, you took it off me?
Well, you have a real one now.
You're asleep.
No, because I made real ones. So you
I don't sleep. My character cannot sleep.
You
that's my thing.
You have a crossbow badge. Not the... Wait. Oh, that's out of game. She has no idea. But you have a crossbow badge. You don't have your intern badge anymore. You got replaced ages ago.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. You passed out when you were drinking with Cornel, and I just took it.
Cool.
Is she a girl or is she a boy?
Yes.
We just don't know.
You don't know.
Okay.
Pretty much everyone in the village just answered to either pronoun.
Just genderless.
And when they spoke common, they referred to each other as either pronoun, but usually as parent or child.
Okay, well, I'll just go. I'm just going to turn to the rest of us. We've had them for, 20 minutes, and we've already completely torn down her worldview. Can we just...
Oh, well, we're doing her a favor.
Let's just
slow it down just a little bit so she doesn't go insane.
He needs a couple of shots. Come on, lad, let's go.
I'd like to say, like, psychically through Nobby into Isbit's head, like, please, whatever you do, do not listen to Black Patty when he's trying to get you to imbibe new substances. Just don't do it. Dangerous.
Nobby says, she's putting butterflies in my head.
It's too late. She's broken.
You only do what we can do, buddy.
Can I bite James again?
Just like leave it for a little bit longer. Spread it out a bit. You don't want to do it too often, otherwise he'll know you're coming.
You're all right. And you make it back to the Titan.
So when we get there, Isbin, I want you to be very careful when going into this place. There's a lot of rooms. It's a lot more intricate than it seems. Are you familiar with the term labyrinth?
Thank you. No, thank you.
Okay. Well, it's kind of like a maze. And now the person that is in charge here, their name is Pan. So I guess you could kind of say, welcome to Pan's Labyrinth. And then you hear just sirens going off. And it's really sick. And then Jim takes off the sunglasses he was suddenly wearing.
Thank you. I don't know. Thank you.
10 weeks I've been trying to get that fucking joke out. 10 weeks. Anyway.
Thank you. I don't understand. Thank you.
No
Big
one does.
Robot, don't get lost. Or do get lost, but just don't do it. Or do
just
it.
Just follow the signs. Just
thank you. I will be staying with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Just follow
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Come on, Innsbin. Come on.
Right. Into this merry band of nonsense.
We've turned into a comedy troupe.
When great. Haven't we been a comedy troupe?
So you head up into your regular living spaces and you're greeted by Greta and Cornell and Tim.
Tiny children.
Betty, Yuri, Hera, Pons, etc.
Beeline straight from my room, closed door locked.
Beeline for Greta. Close. Closed lips close. On her face.
And lock.
And lock.
Apply suction.
That was a gross noise.
Everybody, we are receiving communications.
Who from?
Bring it on the screen, Pam.
You will have to come to the command room for that.
Beam us up to the command room.
You will Star have Trek, to walk.
I start walking up to the command room. I play epic music.
Okay.
As we walk up to the
As you walk up to the command room. In the command room, on the brass display, you see Playa Kaktar, Ariel Cordwyn, and Lavinia.
Oh.
I'm literally in my room. I wasn't joking. Like, I've gone to my room and I'm
I see Playa Kaktar, my face just goes white and I sort of just like sit down and get my balance and
Ariel Cordwyn spreads her hands and says, I'm glad you will sign the contract. I'm here to make good on my end of the deal. If you come towards the city of Kandera and meet the Titans on the outskirts, we will arrange a meeting with the new god of the moon.
Excellent. Pan, how far are we?
We will be able to move in approximately an hour, and then we are one day away.
We'll see you in a day.
Wonderful. So, your little group of people.
Yes.
Are they going to live on the Titan now? That's what's going on?
For the short term, yes. We haven't really figured out the long-term plan for our residents yet.
Well, I just wanted to bring it up that in our original deal with the then-Lady of Doom was to pledge the Titans to her service in her war against the gods. Now, obviously, we only have three of them when we did promise her four. Now, that's our deal. We're not putting any pressure on you, but you should be prepared for her to ask whether you will be pledging your service to her protection.
Very well. Thank you for bringing this to our attention.
I'm going to practice saying a whole lot of no.
And of course, I should just clarify now, as per our agreement, any attack on the goddess formerly known as the Lady of Doom would constitute a betrayal of your agreement.
Yeah.
Officially. Also, any attack on any citizen of Kandera. Also, an attack on any of the Guardians. Or any of us three. That should be specific enough for even you to understand. Correct?
Was all of that in the fine print?
It was just you have to obey direct orders and not kill her under pain of true death.
Well, I'll...
So she's just given you a direct order.
Who has?
Ariel Cordwyn.
Do I take orders from Ariel Cordwyn?
That was the contract you signed.
You don't want to die.
Immediate true death.
Woo!
Ah, look, I'm sure it's not real. It's just, you know, they're just scaring us. Go on, Gwen. Disobey her orders. And I take a step back.
Well, welcome to the team, everyone. We'll be waiting for you in Kandera.
See you tomorrow.
Fun time.
And the communication screen goes blank.
Jim now walks in a bathrobe with like suds on him. He's like, what did I miss?
We need to fly the moon into the sun.
I just found a dark...
Oh, sorry.
I've just found...
Nothing major then, good.
I just found a dark corner, so like curled up in the fetal position with my ring, just sort of like crying.
Hey there, buddy. And I hand him a rubber duck that is in my bathrobe pocket and just like place it in his lap.
No.
Everything will be okay.
I just sort of just ignore everything.
I walk over to Dashbold, give him a gentle little nudge with the toe of my shoe.
Just kick him a little bit. It was real soft like.
Yeah. A loving kick. And extend down a flask. Here you go.
I don't take it.
I pour a bit on him.
Keep crying.
You'll seep it through the skin if you have to.
Here you go. Make you feel better.
The surge that we felt was the godhead being assumed.
Formerly known as the Lady of Doom.
Correct.
Awesome.
She will have taken a new name.
Ooh, I hope it's the Lady of Second Chances or Friendship. The Lady of Cotton Candy. I can think of a number of better titles than Lady of Dooms. So this is a good move, just from a marketing sense.
Pan, I have one question for you.
My butt.
Still better than Doom.
What's your feelings on this whole pledging the Titan to the Lady of Doom? the artist, the god formerly known as the Lady of Doom.
She represents an extreme power.
Indeed.
I want to continue existing.
Mirroring my thoughts exactly.
I would agree to this term.
Excellent.
Though I am not bound by your contract.
Yes, that contract, that wonderful thing you had to do.
Yes.
It was voluntary, Melina.
The options were not really in favor of any other choice. I wouldn't call that voluntary.
We just need
you
a really
good
lawyer.
You could have always chosen death.
It's, I can't do anything when I'm dead.
Exactly.
There's a loophole.
Look at us now.
In every contract.
We are in a position of opportunity.
Exactly. That's why I'm still not throwing you out one of the doors. Because you made a good choice.
I made the best choice. We are now on the winning team.
It's not the winning team.
It is the winning team. You stand in a wonderful position to rebirth Wilnistria. You can bring it back.
I think you understand my points around how it's a terrible idea.
Well, look, it's all just a question of style. And a little disagreement in how we're approaching this problem.
It's just it's a fundamental disagreement.
Yes, but I'm not the one who killed everyone. I'm just trying to make the best of a good situation here.
Maybe we should all get some tea, sit down, and just let's just pound this out with some good old dialogue.
Yeah, it just storms out.
Dialogue?
I think it's worth just everyone having a bit of a chat, because I can see from you guys there's a bit of a, you're all friends. Maybe it's about time you started acting like them. Let's have a proper chat, all of you.
M storms out.
So that's a better response than what I got last time.
Yeah, walk away.
As M turns to swish out of the room, Pan says, there is another option.
Bring on the loophole.
It is not so much a loophole as waiting out to see what happened. In constructing the geographical matrix that you replaced, I have examined the other tools at my disposal. And while I have control over the three spatial dimensions, I also have a degree of control over time in limited areas.
Interesting.
I can section you off from reality.
That sounds
great. How does this work, Pan?
Section ourselves off from reality for a while. Figure out some really hardcore contract law. Find the loophole.
Pons has already thought of one way to use this ability.
What a top bloke.
You're not here.
I'm at the door.
No, she got stopped. She was storming off and then this happened.
I'm at the door, casually listening.
You would enter a room and I would seal the room off. Time inside that room would travel at a different speed to time in the world at large. This universe would travel faster or slower, comparably to that room. You would have the resources of the Titan at your disposal, but you could not exit, or you would shatter throughout the cosmos.
That's pretty harsh.
Pons suggested that Molo and his family and Gwen and your family should section themselves off in this way so that the children will no longer be children and can fend for themselves.
Do I get to keep Pons in the room?
Pons makes his own choice. He suggests it.
To have a brief little reprieve of family time before going on to end ourselves in trying to save the world.
It would be a period of about one decade for the people within the room.
And I could level up a few times in a decade.
How long would it be for the outside people?
That would depend on the decisions made within.
Sure, we'd level up just as much.
A unless you have another use for this ability.
I'm going to come back into the room. Say, I think you're well aware of most of our intentions, even if we sign a contract. I think you should take it, Gwen.
Pons is a wise, wise man.
If I had a chance to go back and spend some time with my family before it all went away...
You sound just like Pons.
I would... Well, he sounds like a decent man, but I would take it.
M, I will not attack the goddess formerly known as the Lady of Doom.
I don't expect you to, and
I will also not be refuge to those who do.
I wasn't planning on it. I'm under contract.
Oh, shit.
I signed a deal.
That sounded like words.
I signed a contract that I won't attack her, so I won't. Doesn't mean I have to be happy with it.
Very well.
And like I said, she could have renamed herself to the goddess of duckies or little baby chickens or something that's nice.
Like she's loosely the new god of the moon, but we don't know what title she's taken yet.
But
it might surprise us.
Her new title will probably tell us a little bit about what she's planning. So let's, until she's the goddess of beheading, I think maybe it's worth just seeing what's what, you know? Yeah. Could be good.
Yeah, you never know. She might be the beheading of wizards with amnesia.
Yeah, that would be a thing.
Mm. Oddly specific, though, wouldn't you think?
A little bit niche, yeah.
We do know her plans.
I don't, sure.
To kill the gods.
Ah!
You've definitely known this.
Yeah, I probably just ignored it because a lot of stuff's happening at once. I just realized I left the bath running wherever the room with the bath is.
No, you didn't. I control the bar, James.
And lucky you did, because I don't remember turning it off. So, I'm just going to sit down next to old crying lad here. Just cut myself out of this conversation.
Ben, take us to this new goddess.
And take me to a tiny little room.
It will not be tiny. You will have the hole that you exist in now.
Thank you.
I will just section it off.
Spend some time building that.
The rest of you will have to remove any belongings that you wish to keep from that area of the Titan.
You take nothing!
Sorry.
Whose rooms are even included in that area?
Dashbolds and Greta's.
Yours was until you moved.
Until I moved very far away from you people.
The care that we gave you.
I just...
The love that my children have for you, even though you're...
They're complete. Growing up before my eyes. Rapidly.
Well, only yesterday they were this tall.
These kids are going to be the savior of the world, so, you know.
Just as well.
We're just getting ready for
phase
4.
They were born with main character anime hair, so.
Yep.
Won't they be like 11 when they get out of the thing?
No, they're not one. They're going to be in there for a decade.
Hell, oh.
Yeah, aren't they one at the moment?
No. Well, surely they're not one.
But they're very. One. But they. Tall.
But they're very slow.
They've grown very quickly. They're 1 year old, but they appear to be toddlerish.
Yeah.
So they'll be 13 year old. They'll be terrors.
Oh man, they're gonna be such fucking edgelords.
I forgot. This is just Seb forgetting. Is the orphan I adopted
like
on the ship?
Socially inept edgelords.
Karate Kid.
Where the fuck's
situation?
He been?
I don't. You don't care.
With Molo and his family.
So he's staying with them in the hyperbolic time chamber.
No one's asked.
The what?
In
the hall.
The Gwen room.
The Hall of Time.
Who will be in this room? Make your choices now. It cannot be undone.
I might come hang out with you, Gwen.
She's just going to come chill.
Yeah.
You can't just get drunk for 10 years.
Oh, watch can't me.
I cannot supply alcohol. No.
Did
what?
What?
You will have what you can take with you.
Oh, no. I could always make, like, prison hooch.
You realize you all come out of the hyperbolic chamber and half of you'd be getting killed by Black Patty. Like, there's no way you can get through that without someone getting stabbed.
Black Patty walks now. So you guys will never believe what happened.
Yeah, we couldn't go through a 5-minute conversation about our feelings without you knifing me.
Especially with the booze withdrawal hit.
Yeah, everyone would die in the first couple of days.
Eaten.
Well.
I think it's just me. Just me and the kids. Molo. Defle. I'm just going to do some growing up.
It's about time. Is what I heard the other guys
I'm
were saying.
I'm going to come back level 1600 and kick everybody's ass.
The Titan begins to move as you head towards Kandera.
I don't want to go to Kandera.
Gwen helps Greta and Dashbold move their things out of what will soon be sealed off. Molo puts a hand on Jim's shoulder.
Oi.
And says,
do you want to come into the time hall?
Do you want to might Learn be able to figure out your brain stuff?
In the time chamber?
Yeah, you're pretty useless out here.
Well, that is just rude. I've skipped a lot of time from where I was to now. I'd rather just kind of enjoy things as they come in for a bit, you know?
Deadly choice.
Hopefully not.
Well, we've spoken about it. I'm going to leave Winston with you. Don't
You're going to leave one of your children with me?
Winston's the owl.
Ah, that's a much better choice.
It's his phylactery.
Sorry?
It is my phylactery. Thank you, Dashbold.
He would have found out.
He's also a factory? Like he's a little factory?
Yes, among other things.
Okay, interesting.
He also used to be one of your closest friends.
Ah. Is he like that one? And I point towards Paddy, who I assume is looking at me and kind of stabbing the air with a dagger at the same time.
He taught you to be a wizard.
Oh, cool.
A real one.
Oh, all right. Well, that'll be a fun...
He just hands you the little mechanical owl.
Oh, he heavier than I thought you'd be.
Hello again.
Hey, pal.
I love his voice so much.
Nice to meet you, Winston. I hear you're a factory.
If you want to think that, then you can. But I am not a factory. I am a person trapped in a little owl.
We should get you out of there.
That is impossible.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. Maybe you should go with Molo, because he'll have like 10 years or so to think of a way to get you out of there so you're not trapped in a factory anymore.
I have a debt to repay to your gems.
I guess we'll have a chat about that then.
Mostly it's just the betrayal of me joining your then mortal enemy, you know.
Who?
Molo.
This guy?
I'll tell you all about it when they're in the chamber.
Is there anyone on this damn ship who was not a mortal enemy of me?
I wasn't.
Yeah, not me.
Okay, apart from these two.
I was pretty friendly.
Were you?
Oh, I love you, James.
Oh, but you're going into the time chamber.
No, I'm old enough.
What does Greta say?
You don't look a day over 400, but I think the time chamber would be the best place for you. Think of all the time you could spend thinking.
No, I've got to talk to you and remind you of all the things you've missed.
Good job, Betty.
Well, I...
You keep it up, girl.
Absolutely... Looking forward to those discussions that we can have while the other people can't because they're in the time chamber. Is there still room left in the time chamber?
No.
Good. I was checking for yourself because you seem so interested in doing it, but there's no more room. I guess neither of us could do the time chamber thing now because that's what I thought. I thought you wanted to do it, so I would get you some space for there.
Oh, how quickly James comes back.
I hate that voice so much.
As soon as Betty speaks.
Hey, Betty, you should teach Jim the wizard safety game. Do we have a wagon?
You can make a wagon.
Mission number one, we'll make a carriage.
A silent image of a carriage.
No, real carriage.
A silent image of real carriage.
And
I'm just going to toddle off with Winston muttering about how I'm going to get him out of there.
Sure.
Because he's a little man trapped in a tiny owl that's also a factory.
Molo and his family enter into the chamber. Defil follows Pons and the two children into the chamber. Gwen walks into the chamber, raises a hand to wave, and the bricks fold on in.
Bye, Gwen.
And we'll leave it there. And that
is where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see exactly what the team's going to be like without Gwen and Pons around. A big thanks, as always, goes to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art. Also to Tabletop Audio and Battle Bards for supplementary music used in this episode. As always, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, and you can find us at our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com. There you'll find more information on this podcast and all of the other podcasts on the network. All of the podcasters are in at least another one, so go check them out. As always, I've been Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening.
I'm Morgan Phillips and I'm a human.
And I'm Isabella Vallette and I'm also a human. But I was raised by fairies. And now I'm taking my human friend Morgan in to meet all of the mythological creatures that I know.
Every Sunday we meet a new mythological creature and interview them about their life in a modern day context.
Such as?
The Night King from Game of Thrones.
Funicula, the friendly vampire brother of Dracula.
We've met the Loch Ness Monster.
Santa.
The Volpertinger.
The Devil.
And a mermaid.
And many more.
We release all our interviews as a podcast called Off of the Fairies, where we interview a new mythological creature every week living in a modern day world.
Come join us.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.